Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning and primary day, and we're with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
So who are we looking at today in the primaries in New York?
Well, a lot of buzz here in the Capital Region as we will find out which Democrats will emerge as their party's sole challenger to two incumbent members of Congress, two Republicans, John Faso of Kinderhook and Elise Stefanik of Willsboro, and that would be in the November election. Only registered Democrats who live in the 19th and the 21st congressional districts, which does include parts of the Capital Region, may vote in today's primary. Seven Democrats are seeking the nod to run against Faso. They are Jeff Beals, David Clegg, Aaron Collier, Antonio Delgado, Brian Flynn, Gareth Rhodes, and Pat Ryan. Meanwhile, six Democrats are seeking the nomination to take on Stefanik. On that primary ballot will be Tedra Cobb, Emily Martz, Patrick Nelson, Katie Wilson, Dylan Radigan, and David Mastriani. There's a few other key congressional primaries across the state and in the New York City area, particularly a hotly contested GOP primary in Staten Island. In the greater Capital Region, polls will be open from noon to 9 p.m. They're already open in the New York City area and the lower Hudson Valley.
To Hoosick Falls, New York, where there was an important meeting last night that had to do with PFOA water contamination.
Two manufacturers will pay the Rensselaer County Village of Hoosick Falls nearly $200,000 to cover the costs for lost sewer and water revenues because of contamination of the village drinking water. The village board voted Monday to approve the agreement with the two companies that are located there, St. Gobain Performance Plastics and Honeywell International, and they'll pay the revenues to cover losses from June 15th through May of this year. It's the second such agreement the village has struck with the two companies, and it does not preclude Hoosick Falls from filing additional claims related to the pollution. The board also unanimously approved entering into a tolling agreement that'll prevent the parties from suing one another for a year while they continue to negotiate. And if they do stall, the village must give 30 days notice to the companies that it plans a lawsuit. This approach is allowing the village to have ongoing negotiations and gradually work out the water contamination problems with the companies. Residents there were outraged 2 years ago when the village officials brokered a deal that would have closed the negotiations, and that deal was never approved. Meanwhile, the health department is beginning a second round of blood testing for residents to check whether PFOA levels have gone down in those individuals.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joining us. For more on this and other stories in the paper today, head to timesunion.com. Mike, we'll catch up with you next week. Thanks.
Thank you, David.